complaining.
Well, I know,
like,
it's so, this is just nice, yeah. You guys have this in Grover now, too, don't you? Have them? Or
yes.
Are they, because they used to be in the back of the room there, but they're not anymore.
They are right behind us, yeah.
Okay.
So. And then he has to come out and do this thing. Very good. Thank you. We're on. Okay, very good. Well, welcome to the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting of April 5th, 2023. May we have a call to order, please? And no, I'll call to order. May we have a roll call?
Director Linda Austin?
Here.
Director Karen Bright?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you would all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Where am I? There we are.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, you can all remember that you have Karen Ray Rusum to thank for this comedy show that we're going to have this evening.
The audience will be upset.
At this time, we'll review the agenda.
I have nothing to change.
Okay, nor do I.
I move that we accept the agenda as presented.
Thank you. I guess I'll have to second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Public comment, seeing no one in the audience. Do we have telephone access?
No, okay. Not hybrid.
Okay, very good. Then we will move on to the consent agenda. This consent agenda consists of item 5A, approval of warrants, and item 5B, approval of the meeting minutes of March 1st, 2023. Do you have any questions?
I have no questions or comments on the consent agenda. I like to make a motion that we can ask for public comment.
Well, there is no public comment.
There's no public, then we have to do it every time, though.
Okay, thank you. We'll get through this. Yeah. Okay, so no public comment, seeing no one in the audience.
I make a motion we approve the consent agenda.
Thank you. I will second that. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Wow. All right. Now we're on to item action item 6A, authorized execution of contract amendment number 6 for WWTP redundancy project construction phase engineering services with Kennedy Jenks Consultants Incorporated pending USDA approval.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. The item before you is a recommendation that the district authorize the District Administrator to execute a contract amendment for construction phase design engineering services for the wastewater treatment plant redundancy project with Kennedy Jenks Consultants in the amount of $95,749. Kennedy Jenks was selected as a project design engineer for the wastewater treatment plant back in April of 2016. KJ was instrumental in developing the project and assisted through the bid phase and has performed engineering services during construction to date. Notice to proceed for construction was issued to J.R. Phelan Construction Company in January 2021. As the project moves through construction, continued design engineering services are required to ensure the project is constructed successfully and in accordance with the design. The existing contract with KJ currently includes $1,065,879 for engineering services during construction. That was the original contract amount, or the amended contract amount. As of January 1st, 2023, the project is 24 months into the 30-month construction schedule, and approximately 88% of the engineering services during construction budget had been expended. That was $935,935. Recent tasks have required additional effort beyond the contract budget. KJ last submitted an update in June of 2022 at the 17-month milestone with Amendment 5, which the board approved. KJ has again reviewed effort to date and projected efforts with the project team and submitted a proposal to amend the engineering services during construction scope and budget to cover the anticipated design engineering services. The request is based on increased efforts required to coordinate meetings and to review and respond to RFIs and construction submittals. The following portion of the staff report, I won't read through, but it illustrates the different task items where they're increasing. And there's a series of task items where they're decreased, where they don't think they'll expend that by the end of construction. So we were able to balance some of the cost increase. The total proposed budget amendment is $95,749. And for fiscal considerations, the recommended contract amount is the $95,749 for a total construction phase services of the amended amount would be $1,161,628. This is approximately 4% of the current construction contract amount, consistent with industry standard for ESDC, the engineering services during construction. That's something that would be published in like Engineering News Record as a rule of thumb for what you would expect to spend. The project budget and financial plan included a professional services contingency currently budgeted approximately $196,671. That's the remaining professional services contingency. Staff recommends reallocating a portion of the professional services contingency to cover this proposed amendment to maintain adequate design engineering services during construction. And to elaborate a little bit more, one of the things that we've done as staff is through construction with COVID, we started right at the beginning of COVID and ran all the way through that. So we had supply chain disruptions and increased products substitutions, which required additional submittals. So while we've done really well on construction change orders with right around 1%, 1.3% of the total contract amount for construction change orders, our engineering services, engineering design services during construction has been amended. This is the third time now, and it's because we have directed the engineer to provide responses for these changes and these supply chain disruptions. It was a conscious decision by staff to make sure that we kept the project on schedule and the contractor moving because we were uncertain with the unprecedented nature of a pandemic on where claims might land if we were to cause any delay by saying, no, you have to get that equipment that you originally submitted on. So we've been allowing the engineer to re-review additional submittals when the contractor has come to us and said, we can no longer source this equipment. We need to find something else. And then they submit that. And that's what's caused additional submittals to be reviewed by Kennedy Jenks. And with that, that ends my presentation. And I'm happy to answer any question the board might have.
Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Yes. I just need like to explain a few things like this, the responding to the RFI's request for information. So what exactly it said there was 268. Was that what you were just talking about? Kind of explain what that.
Yeah. So
who's requesting?
Yeah. So the contract, there's a formal process. So an RFI, the request for information, is a process where the contractor is looking at the construction plans. And they have a question about exactly how to do what the plan says. And so they're allowed to ask the design engineer that question. And that's the request for information. And so when they ask the engineer a question, you know, we had to anticipate how many questions our contractor might ask. And so we estimated that we're on track to consume all of what we've thought we would and exceed that. And so the contractor is asking more questions than we are budgeted for right now. Yeah.
And you say that's because of the supply chain and the COVID and
correct. Yeah. So we, in other projects, we, after a second submittal on the same item, we would tell the contractor, we're not reviewing it again. You're paying for that. That has occurred a few times, and the district has paid for third submittal reviews because of the supply chain issues. So that's why this number has crept up larger than what we've seen on the construction side, where construction costs have largely stayed within the initial budget.
So, okay, thank you. And then on the contingency, we have a current budget contingency of approximately $196,671. Is that just for the engineering, or is that anybody else?
So that would be the engineering services, such as Kennedy Jenks, the MKN, Eileen Shields that comes in, and M&S, the construction manager. So those three engineers that are on the project would also, if they went over budget, we would be looking at that contingency first. And if we, which it will be drawn down substantially after this change, but we are still approximately have $3 million in construction contingency that could be reallocated with board approval if we were to have additional professional services.
Okay.
There's definitely budget in the project without issue to make further changes. But right now, we're just staying within our initial what we thought we might run into for contingency for professional services. And it looks like we're going to get close to spending all of the professional services contingency by the end of construction.
Okay. I think that was all the questions.
Thank you. Actually, that was my question. But when you started talking about substitutions and so on, I can understand how that could certainly start racking up. Okay. Do we need a motion to,
all right. Well, then
to execute the contract.
I'll make a motion that we execute the contract amendment number 6 for the engineering services with Kennedy Jenks Consultants and the amount of $95,749.
Very good, and I will second that.
Do you want a roll call?
I guess we should.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Director Karen Bright?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I did forget public comment. Seeing there is no public comment. Okay, very good. Now we'll move on to 6B, the fiscal year 22-23 mid-year second quarter budget review.
Good evening. Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. The item before you is a review of the mid-year budget for the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District, and bookkeeper Amy Simpson will be making the presentation. Go ahead, Amy.
Good evening, Board. This is the fiscal year 2022-23 mid-year budget review. To evaluate the financial health of the district, staff undertakes quarterly reviews of the district's budget and compares performance to actual expenses. This review is done to understand the district's financial health and ensure the revenues continue to cover routine plant operations, maintenance, capital expansion, and debt payments. The district's actual Q2 financials results will be compared to total budget. The target for expenditures is generally calculated as 50% of the fiscal year 2022-23 budget and represents the six-month period from July 2022 through December 22. This staff report provides staff's review to both revenues and expenditures. At the end of the second quarter fiscal year 22-23, revenues were $10.86 million, or 50% of the budget target. Expenditures were $6.55 million, or 30% of the budget target. It is unlikely that the district will reach 100% expenses for fiscal year 22-23. This is mostly attributed to the $3,003,453 of remaining redundancy contingency at mid-year. While these funds are necessary to be budgeted, it is unlikely that they will be fully consumed this fiscal year or at all. Revenue. District revenue received at the end of the second quarter is $10.86 million, or 50% received. The district has four revenue sources consisting of service charges and fees, interest, brine revenue, and connection revenue. Staff anticipates revenues to meet projections. In addition to revenues, the district is drawing down designated redundancy bond funding. While not technically a revenue, the redundancy drawdown is tracked similarly to revenue for accounting purposes. At the end of the second quarter, the unmodified budget shows overall district anticipated revenues are 50% collected. Staff expects to receive 100% of our anticipated 2022-2023 revenues. Expenditures. Total district expenditures at the end of the second quarter stand at $6,555,024, or 30% of projected expenditures. A large portion of expenses related to the redundancy project, and that is $3,805,000. There are currently two projects in Expansion Fund 20, the redundancy project and the SCADA upgrade. As mentioned above, in the executive summary, the large remaining contingency is currently not anticipated to be fully utilized. This will likely result in expenditures remaining below district budget. Subaccounts exceeding 60%, not requiring adjustment. Staff reviewed the operation subaccounts for financial health. Staff review indicated that the five accounts that were above 60% at second quarter remain adequately budgeted and will not need increases. Not all expenses are incurred in a straight line annually. The five noted accounts, employee benefits and other personnel costs, LAFCO budget share, Zone 1-1A agreement, materials, services, and supplies, and debt service are subject to annual lump sum or irregular payments. Material services and supplies is at 84%. The high expense is due to a one-time seasonal delivery of diesel fuel and price increases to both fuel and plant chemicals. Staff will be monitoring this account. The SCADA upgrade budget utilization is at 90%, but it's reflective of the percent complete. The next slide shows the district's total cash. Fund 19 has $4,834,656, and that's the operating account. The capital expansion account, which has the redundancy and the SCADA project in it, is $11,526,933. And Fund 26, the replacement account has $740,221 for total cash in the bank of $17,101,809. The district's financial status at mid-year is on target. Currently, there are no foreseen needs for budget increases in fiscal year 22-23. The potential risk for budget increases in future quarters will be tied to the construction of the redundancy project, sudden equipment failures, and continued increases to fuel and chemical costs. And that concludes my report.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions to my left?
I think it's pretty good, but things look really, really good. I just have comments. That's
okay.
Good shape.
Yeah. Very good. I just have one question, or maybe it's a clarification. In the staff report, you talked about a funding source being connections. Is that like new users or?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Just what it sounded like. Okay. Excellent. Well, great report. It's nice to see that we're, moving along in a healthy direction. So very good. This is a receive and file. There is no one present in the chambers for public comment. So we will now move on to item 6C, District Administrator and Plant Operations Report, please.
Good evening, ladies of the board. Michael Jones, Plant Superintendent, and I'm presenting the Plant Operations Report for the reporting period of March 1st through March 29th. During this reporting period, there were no violations of the district's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit. All process values were within permit limitations, as shown in our in the table for monthly plant data for March 2023. Some operations and maintenance tasks that staff performed are as follows. We checked and marked underground service alerts, emptied and pumped out ferric containment totes, drained the rainwater accumulated from chemical tank containments, worked with the contractor on the shutdown of primary clarifier number 2 for the skimmer repair and installation of a new section of baffle. We then brought the primary clarifier number 2 back online once the repair was completed. Staff prepared the Andritz centrifuge for vendor maintenance. We performed a partial disassembly of equipment, staging of the work area for accessibility to the equipment. Staff worked with Andritz technicians for the service on the centrifuge. We prepared drying beds for use while maintenance is being conducted on the Andritz centrifuge. We maintained cleanliness standards throughout the shop. We calibrated our chemical dosing pumps throughout the facility. We performed pressure checks and refurbished chemical lines, we performed pressure checks on refurbished chemical lines. Some work orders that staff performed are as follows. We performed our work order on our FFR VFD maintenance, algae control at all all clarifiers, FFR maintenance. We took an oil sample, we cleaned the distributor arm orifices and cleaned the netting, performed maintenance on our Amiod filter. We deragged our primary clarifier sludge pumps, test ran our emergency generator and emergency bypass pump. We performed annual emergency generator maintenance, and ERC was in to perform the annual boiler maintenance. Some preventative maintenance staff performed was an inspection and cleaning of our digester vacuum pressure reliefs. We replaced our desiccators in our equipment control panels. Plant carts, our 6-inch trash pump, and our water champ flash mixer. During this reporting period, there were no call-outs to report. And then I just have a brief update on our current non-serious violations that occurred in February, which I did notify our board at the March meeting. Moving on, I do have some pictures of staff. In the first few photos, we have staff assisting with the centrifuge removal. For maintenance, let me see here.
So, just the picture's up on the screen.
Oh, okay, awesome. Yeah.
So, is that the centrifuge?
Yeah, that's the centrifuge building, and they're prepping the centrifuge for removal there. Let's see.
No.
Let's see. In the third photo, we have a grade all actually getting ready to pull the centrifuge. And then in the fourth photo, we have one of our operators, Mr. Justin Music, posing right next to one of our scroll for the centrifuge. Let's see. In this photo, we have Chris Fragoni performing a repair to one of our waterline ball valves. And then in the final photo there, it was kind of after the storm, had a pretty cool rainbow shot at our plant.
That's a great shot, yeah.
And with that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Very nice. Thank you. Sounds like you guys were very busy. Any questions from
the left? I just wanted the Andritz. Is that just the name of the...
Yeah, that's just the brand name of the centrifuge.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it's all good. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Yes, excellent report. Thank you very much. It is also a receive and file. We still don't have anyone in our audience, so for public comment. So we'll move on now to item number 7.
Director Bright, that's a two-part report. Michael and I
tag-team
it. So, yeah, I'll give mine.
Okay, we'll let you have yours now. Then.
Thank you. I don't have to.
Oh, we want you to.
Just...
good evening, Jeremy Jen, District Administrator. A couple updates from the administration side on the redundancy project. As of tonight's meeting, there are 100 days remaining on the contract. But I did find out after I wrote that March actually had more rain days than we initially. So it's 103.
Okay.
There's 103 days left because they had more rain days that they were entitled to in March than I was tracking. The project is currently 89% complete on duration and 88% complete on expenses, which is something as a project manager you track and want to. It's a rough indicator. It's not always directly correlated, but that's a good sign. Minor material delays and supply chain issues continue without major impacts to the schedule. And the overall project remains on schedule and within budget. Some miscellaneous items. The district has coordinated operations through our third flood evacuation order of the year. I do want to take a moment and thank staff for all the response, late nights and the stress and checking on creek flows. The city manager of Arroyo Grande reached out and she said, how do you operate like when you're always in a state of emergency? It's like, if you're always there, are you never there? So it was a stressful winter. It was an anomaly. Hopefully we get more similar rain events, but the plant performed well. We had no spills or damage related to any of the storm events, which is promising given where we're sited right now. A couple other items. I think I touched on some of those. It's upcoming meetings. I had notified your board, but I wanted to go ahead and announce this at the public meeting. The remainder of fiscal year 22-23 will be as follows. So a month from now, the May 3rd meeting will occur. And then May 17th, we're having a second meeting. And then June 7th will be canceled because of some staff conflicts for the June 7th meeting. And I can't just cancel that and move to July because we do have to adopt our budget before the end of the fiscal year. And so you'll see a draft budget on the May 17th meeting and a final budget on June 21st. A couple plant tours, Grover Beach Director Karen Bright and alternate Clint Wyrick are scheduled to tour the facility on April 7th. And I can update this second statement. Oceano Director Linda Austin and OCSD Board Member Shirley Gibson are scheduled for tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. 2 p.m. To tour the plant. A couple of tentative items that will be on the future agendas. We'll have a proposal for the implementation of the cogeneration project. That's where the project I mentioned last month, where we'll use our digester gas to generate power that will offset large portions of the district's electric budget. And then a review of the personnel policy manual. I tried to have that on this meeting, but it slipped, and so I moved that to next month's. And then, as I said a moment ago, the draft budget on May 17th and a final budget on June 21st. And with that, that concludes my district administrator's report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Questions?
No questions. I'll just comment again. I'd like to commend you and thank all the staff and everyone for all the efforts through the storms and keeping us abreast. I appreciated all the emails and keeping us what's going on, because you know it's a very responsible job we have at the sanitation district to keeping it going. And I really, really, I think the community really appreciates that all the efforts you take to keep it running so smoothly.
It's true. You do a lot behind the scenes that we don't even know about. So thank you. Appreciate it. Please do relay that to your staff. Okay. Again, seeing no audience, no public comment. This is a receive and file. So I guess we consider it received and filed. And now we go to board member communications. Any from
nothing? No. Nope. So I'm looking forward to coming over tomorrow. In the wind. I know.
Yes, I am too on Friday. Yeah. I think it'll really help me better understand, you know, when you guys are talking about this stuff. And cogeneration sounds really exciting. So I'm really looking forward to that. So that's it for me. Unless there's anything else.
I move we adjourn.
I say we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Cool beans.
You did just fine.